吧，我们先请大家站起来一下。
How about we all stand up for a while?
找几位你旁边的弟兄姊妹，把他握手说，在主里常喜乐。
Tell people around you to rejoice in the Lord. Have a seat.
只有在主的里面，我们能够有真实的喜乐。
Only when we are in the Lord, we can have the true happiness.
曾经在一个马戏班里面，他有一个小丑是非常的有名。
There once was a very famous clown playing in a circus.
他在什么方面有名呢
？And what was his most famous for?
他就让人家逗人家笑，非常的有名。
That he was famous for being able to make people laugh.
他一举手一投足
，Every single action of his
常常让人笑得捧腹。滚在地上。
Well, cause people to laugh cannot stop.
所以呢，他在那个马戏班的里面，他是非常的出名。
Therefore, he was very famous in that circus.
所以许多的时候都是派他出场，引得大家哄堂大笑。
Every time they were standing out to cause a big laughter around a congregation.
有一次，在一个心理医生的办公室里面。
Now, one day in the psychiatrist's office.
来了一个人
was this visitor?
非常的忧愁
he was in such a depression,
他患了这个忧郁症
because he was, having depression.
他找这个心理大夫来帮助他
so he came to seek help from the doctor.
他说我好久以来我里面一点喜乐都没有
he said, for the longest time I found no joy inside of me.
那心理医生跟他谈了半天
so they had this conversation for a while.
他说我有一个建议
so the doctor said, I had a suggestion.
最近一个马戏班刚好到我们城里来
I heard there's this, famous circus.Coming to our town.
里面有一个小丑，他真有本领。
And there was this particular clown. He was very good.
保证让你所有的忧愁一扫而空。
I'm sure he can take away all your sorrow.
保证能让你开怀大笑。
I'm sure that you will have a big laughter.
当这个医生讲完了以后
，So when he finished his advice,
那这个病人呢
？And this patient.
他实在不晓得怎么回答。
Do you know what to reply?
他说我就是那个小丑。
He said, I am that clown.
弟兄姊妹，地上的欢笑不能带给我们真正的喜乐。
The laughter of this world cannot bring us true happiness.
只有在主里的喜乐
，Only the joy in the Lord
才是真实的喜乐。
It's the true joy.
我们一同来读圣经《约翰福音》。
Let's read together, John.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
我们从二十节读到第二十四节。
Verses 20 to 24.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐；你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。他在这边告诉我们说，到那日。
Here's until that day.
就是有一个时候来到。
That means one time shall come.
好像许多的情形都有一个很大的改变。
There will be a big change.
曾经你们是忧愁的。
Before you had sorrow.
曾经也许你们也是痛苦的。
And you are in affliction.
但是到了这个时候。
But a time shall come.
他告诉我们说，主把他的喜乐给我们。
Here in that day, he will give to us his joy.
那这个喜乐是不能。 被夺去的喜乐。
And this is a joy that cannot be taken away.
而且告诉我们说，叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
And also this joy will be complete.
什么是这个时候呢？
So what is the timing for this?
我想这段圣经里面，主耶稣是在最后的晚餐，他告诉他的门徒们说了许多的话。
And this was actually said during the Last Supper before his crucifixion. He said all these to his disciples.
把他心里面最重要的话告诉他的门徒们。
And that's the time he shared with them what's most important in his heart.
让他们知道他要为所有的人来受死。
He wanted them to know he's going to die for all people.
要付最重的代价。
He's going to pay for the greatest price.
所以在这边呢，有许多的痛苦。
And therefore, there's going to be a lot of anguish.
但是在那一个时刻。
But in that day,
耶稣基督他是要说成了。
He's going to say it is finished.
他要把所有救赎的工作都完成了。
And that will be the time he finished all the work of salvation.
他讲到那个时刻。
So he said in that day,
他不只为我们受死。
Not only he's going to die for us.
他要为我们复活升天。
He's also going to be raised from the dead into heaven.
他要为我们登上宝座。
And he will be enthroned for us.
这是父神永远的宝座。
And that is the eternal throne of the heavenly father.
他说到到那个时候圣灵还要降临下来。
And he said in that day, the Holy Spirit shall be poured down.
他要住在我们里面。
And then he can live inside of us.
成为保惠师。
To become our comforter,
永远与我们同在。
Who will always be with us?
所以呢，到那日。
Therefore, Jesus says, "In that day,
你们什么也就不问我了。
You will no longer ask me anything."
我想曾经这些门徒们，他们是在肉身中来跟随耶稣。
We all knew these disciples followed Jesus in their flesh.
当他们有疑问的时候
，So whenever they have a problem,
他们就问主耶稣。
They will ask Jesus about.
夫子啊
，Oh, Rabbi.
他把所有的问题来问主。
And they will turn all their questions to the Lord.
主是他们所有问题的答案。
And the Lord is supposed to have answers to all their questions.
在那个时候呢，耶稣基督和他们同在一起。
But that's the time Jesus was with them.
什么时候主不在他们中间了？
But whenever Jesus is gone,
他们仍然惊慌。
They're still panic.
仍然害怕。
They're still frightened.
但是到了那日，
But Jesus said, "In that day,
你们什么也就不问我了。
You will no longer ask me."
主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，
I tell you the truth.
你们若向父求什么，
My Father will give you.
他必因我的名要赐给你们。
Whatever you ask in my name.
所以到了那日以后，
Therefore, after that day,
圣灵来了。
That means Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And he will live inside of us.
也就是主耶稣基督，他在荣耀的得荣耀的耶稣，在圣灵里面回来了。
Which means the glorified Jesus shall return in his Holy Spirit.
就是主的自己。
And that's the Lord himself.
他可以永远与我们同在。
And he will be with us always.
他说我们向父求什么？
He said whatever you ask.
他必因我的名赐给你们。
And my Father will give to you in my name.
他在这边特别讲到主的名。
Here it talks about specifically his name.
讲到耶稣这个名。
The name of Jesus.
这个名我们知道说到两方面。
And we know this name has two aspects.
一方面讲到耶稣基督他道成了肉身。
On one aspect it talks about how Jesus he became a man.
是在地上一个卑微的名字。
And that was a lowly name on earth.
耶稣这个名的意思就是说，他要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And the meaning of the name Jesus means he will deliver his people out of sin.
说到这位神，他要为我们成为肉身来到地上。
It talks about how this God will become a man in the world.
但我们一讲到耶稣这名
，So whenever we talk about the name Jesus,
我们想到主耶稣他卑微的道路。
We all remember the lowly way that he took.
他没有加薪美容。
He wasn't handsome at all.
他比世人更为枯槁。
And actually, he looked much older than his age.
他的道路越走越艰难。
And his way was so afflicted.
所以我们讲到说拿撒勒人耶稣。
So every time we talk about Jesus of Nazareth.
人说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
People will criticize what good can come out of Nazareth.
这是一个人所瞧不起的一个名字。
That's a place and a name despised by all.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
今天我们一念到耶稣这名
But whenever we think about the name Jesus,
我们的心就受到感动
Our heart will be greatly moved.
今天我们可以说，当你想到孔夫子的名，你里面没有这个感动。
We can talk about men or other great people such a confusion, but we won't be moved.
你想到很多很多其他的名，我们也没有任何的感动。
We can think of many many other names, but we will not be moved by thinking about them.
但是神的儿女，我们一念到耶稣这名
，But children of God, whenever we recall the name of Jesus,
我们里面有一个说不出来的感动。
And we will be greatly moved.
耶稣，耶稣最爱救主。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, my dear Savior.
有诗歌讲到说，求原谅我，将你圣名千念不住。
It says, Oh Lord, forgive me for reciting your name for a thousand times.
为什么这个名带着这么大的能力
？Why is there such a power in the name of Jesus?
因为这个名不是说到耶稣基督道成肉身卑微的名字。
And because this name talk about not only how he lowered himself and became a man.
也是主耶稣基督他从死里面复活。
Also talk about how he was raised from the dead.
他升上高天，掳掠仇敌。
He ascended into heaven and captivated those who used to captivate.
父神将那超乎万名之上的名来赐给他的儿子。
Therefore, the heavenly Father gave him the name that's above all names.
这个名叫做耶稣。
And their name is also Jesus.
叫天上地下地底下一切所有的都要屈膝。
Therefore, whatever is on heaven, on earth, or under the earth will confess.
都要口称耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus, you are the Lord.
今天我们在这个名的里面。
And today, you and I in this very name.
这是全能的名。
We know we are in this name, an almighty name.
这是耶稣的名。
The name of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这个名里面，我们来祷告。
Therefore, brother and sister, you and I are praying in this name.
他这边告诉我们说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
Here Jesus says, I tell you the truth.
你们若向父求什么
，Whatever you ask in my name,
他必因我的名赐给你们。
My Father will give it to you.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么
，Until now you have not asked for anything in my name.
如今你们求，就必得着。
Ask and you will receive.
叫你们的喜乐。可以满足
and your joy will be complete
叫我们这些神的儿女我们的喜乐可以满足
so that we children of God can have complete joy
我们在这边我们看见有两件事情
therefore there are two things you and I can see here
一件说到我们在主的名里面
one is that we are now in the name of the Lord
一件呢说到我们祷告可以得着答应
and the other we see that we can pray and ask and he will give it to us
在主的名里
In the name of the Lord.
这边讲到奉主的名祷告，就是在主的名里面祷告。
He says to pray and to ask in His name, which means to pray in Jesus' name.
我们讲到说，说到一个人的名字。
So when we mention a person's name,
说到他的所事，也说到他的所做。
We'll refer to what he is and what he has done.
我们说到耶稣这个名。
Therefore, when we mention the name Jesus,
说到他是道成肉身的。
How he was a God and became a man.
说到他是得胜的。
How he has overcome.
说到他是充满全能的。
How he was full of power.
说到他是一位全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他也是那位慈爱的神。
Also the loving God.
但是这个名字也说到耶稣基督他所有为我们所做的一切。
And his name also talks about what he has done for you and me.
今天我们在这个名里。
Therefore, in this name,
能够与主有份。
We can partake what he has done.
能够与主联合。
And we can be combined, united with him.
主耶稣他所有的一切。
Therefore, whatever Jesus has,
今天他都赐给我们。
Has been given unto you and me.
成为我们可以得着的份。
It's something that you and I can partake.
所以我们若想今天这个名在主的里面他给我们何等的全能
Think about it. What is given in his name?
叫我们祷告无论求什么他要垂听
So whatever we ask in his name God will give it to us.
好像这位神他给了我们一张支票
It's like God has given us his own check.
他已经在支票上签好了名
And at the bottom of the check he already signed his name.
但是呢
The problem is,
那个数额的地方是空白的。
Actually, the payable amount is empty.
是随便你填的。
He left it blank for us to fill in.
如果弟兄姊妹，我们有这么一张支票，
Imagine
太好了。
Imagine if you have a check in your hand like that.
我记得 张胜宗弟兄。
I remember Brother Stephen Chan.
我到他家去的时候。
When I visited his house once.
看他的结婚本子照片。
I was looking at the album of his wedding.
当我看看看看看，哎，看到当中有一张支票。
And when I was flipping through, I saw in there there's this check.
我一看是他的大哥开给他的支票。
It was given by his oldest brother.
他说这个我大哥给我的结婚礼物。
He said this is the wedding gift from my oldest brother.
我想说结婚礼物的支票你怎么放在这个相簿里面呢
？I was wondering why he put that check in a photo album.
结果我仔细一看
，And I took a closer look.
他那个数字写的是100万。
And he wrote down $1 million.
他说这100万呢，表示说你不能去存的
，which means do not deposit，
只能做纪念的
，and just for you， 这是 souvenir。
我说哎，这倒是一个很好的方法。
I thought, well, that was a smart thing to do。
而且呢，永远放在相簿里面做一个纪念。
It will always stay in the photo album。
表示他的心有100万的礼物要送给他的弟弟。
Indicate his heart for his younger brother meant millions of dollars。
可他的账户里面呢，没有100万。
But there is not enough money in his own bank account。
但是今天我们的神不一样
But our God is different.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰
He is the God that creates all things.
所以呢神今天如果给你一张支票
Therefore if God gives us a check
上面最重要的是有他的签名
The most important thing we make sure his signature is on it.
所以呢我们祷告就是说你要什么你在上面填什么
Therefore our prayer is like to fill in the blank.
但是我想很多人听到这句话也许就很高兴
I think we all are happy to hear this news.
我马上要去买 Lotto
Make sure we go buy lotto right away.
求主让我好好中一张。
Say, Lord, just let me win on this one.
可是有人就问说，我买了好多，结果我也祷告，结果就没中。
But people will ask that, you know, I buy quite a few lotto tickets, but I never won. I pray for it too.
我想神叫我们能够喜乐满足。
Here the Lord says your joy will be complete.
他讲叫我们喜乐满足，就是要让我们喜乐满足。
When he said that, then your joy will be complete. Then our joy will be complete.
因为他实在知道地上的东西不能叫我们。真正喜乐满足
Because he truly knows things of this world cannot bring us true joy.
有人做一个统计
Somebody has a statistic.
把那些过去得到 lotto 啊，得到各种大奖的人，他做了一些他们后来发生事情的统计
They did a follow-up on those who win, have won big prizes or lotto.
很多人自杀的自杀
And a lot of people committed suicide.
离婚的离婚
Or had divorce.
被人家杀的也有
or be murdered
呀那个好多的人其实下场都是很痛苦的
therefore their outcome was pretty dreadful most of them
所以主耶稣说叫我们喜乐满足
but here's the Lord says then your joy will be complete
主实在知道什么才能叫我们真正喜乐满足
for he truly knows what will bring us true joy
所以这边的祷告第一个关键点就是在他的名里面
therefore when we pray make sure we pray in his name
在他所有的丰富里面
His entire fullness.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们还活在我们肉体中
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we're still living in our flesh,
若是我们还是照着我们自己的意思想要这个想要那个
，If we're still having desires according to our flesh,
我们还没有办法真实的住在耶稣基督里
，Then we are not yet completely living in the Lord.
在他的名里面
，Living in His name.
在他的同在中
，Living in His presence.
啊、哦，我们享受他给我们一切的。
Enjoy all the fullness that He has prepared for you and me.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女实在是非常有福的。
Dear brothers and sisters, blessed are the children of God.
主已经把他的名赐给我们。
Because God has given to us His own name.
我们可以在他名里面与他来亲近。
So that we can come close to Him in His name.
我们在他名里面，早间我们在这里聚会。
We gather together in His name this morning.
他的同在就在我们的中间。
And His presence is right here with us.
真的，我们可以。奉他的名，在他名里面，我们来祷告。
Yes, we can pray in His name.
但是我们真的要知道。
But we have to know.
我们祷告不是去改变神的心意。
We are not here to pray to change the will of God.
我们祷告是要来成全神的心意。
But to complete, to perform the will of God.
当我们迫切为着神的心意祷告。
Therefore, when we pray earnestly,
神他那里喜悦了。
God will have joy.
当神喜悦我们里面。也就喜悦了。
When God has joy, we will have joy.
我想我们在一生年日，我们会慢慢来经历。
And this takes our lifetime to understand.
今天不是说我们祷告来满足我的喜乐。
We're not here to pray so that I can be satisfied.
很多的时候，我们越是这样祷告。
And some many times, the more we pray in this way,
你会发现说好像事与愿违。
And then the more diverse direction the whole thing is developed.
好像我们听见很多人的抱怨声音说，主为什么不听我的祷告？
A lot of time we heard complaint about, oh Lord, you don't listen to my prayer.
但如果我们转眼来仰望耶稣
But if we turn our eyes toward the Lord,
我们住在基督的里面
And let us dwell in him,
我们在他的名里祷告
And then pray in his name,
为着他的旨意来祈求
Pray according to his will,
为着他的喜乐来祷告
And pray for his joy,
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们的喜乐真的就满足了
Oh, brothers and sisters, then our joy can be complete.
这是满足的喜乐
And that is the full joy.
在这段圣经开始的时候
And in the beginning of the passage here,
他讲到有一种的喜乐叫做生产的喜乐
Jesus referred to a kind of joy, the joy of giving birth.
当然我们知道主耶稣在告诉这些门徒的时候
Of course, we all know when Jesus told his disciples,
他说到他的自己
he was talking about himself.
他需要经过苦难
that he has gone through suffering,
他需要受死
and he will die.
但是他经过了这一切以后
But after all those painful procedures,
他告诉他们说你们现在也是忧愁
He said, same way, you are in sorrow,
但我要再见你们
And now it's time of grief, but I will see you again.
你们的心就喜乐了
And you will rejoice.
他说这喜乐也没有人能夺去
And no one can take away your joy.
就说这个喜乐是不能被夺去的喜乐
You're going to have a joy that no one can take it away.
那我们想说今天我们所知道的喜乐
Yeah, the kind of joy you and I understand now
是很容易受四面环境影响的
It's something very easily influenced by things around us.
早上起来也许还充满了喜乐
When we get up in the morning, we're pretty happy.
一下子被先生太太说了一句
But then maybe because we're scolded by someone in the house.
他说这个喜乐好像那个鸽子一样
And our joy, our happiness was like a dove.
你一惊动它，它就飞跑了
Once you alarmed it, it will fly away.
好像我们平常的喜乐就是这么的不稳定。
So our kind of joy is very unstable.
别人一句话就可以让它变成不喜乐。
A comment from someone else can take our joy away.
别人一个误会马上将它变成不喜乐。
And misunderstanding by others will take our joy away.
遇到一件不如意的事情好像我们的喜乐一下子就不见了。
When things don't go our way, our joy is gone.
当医生说你的检查报告数字不太好哎。
When the medical doctor told you, you know, your physical exam doesn't look very good,
一下子我们的喜乐好像就不见了。
Suddenly our happiness or joy is gone.
但是主耶稣在这边告诉我们说这个喜乐也没有人能夺去。
But here, Jesus says, no one will take away your joy.
是不能夺去的喜乐。
It's a joy that cannot be taken away.
我们知道主耶稣在这边他说到他要经过这么多的苦难。
Because Jesus knew he was about to suffer for many.
但他给我们一个保证。
But he has given us this guarantee.
我们还要见他的面。
That one day we'll see him again.
因为他要在圣灵里面回来。
For he shall return in his spirit.
他自己就成为这个喜乐
And he himself will become our joy
今天这个喜乐是一个活的
Therefore this joy is a living joy
这个喜乐它可以住在我们的里面
This joy can stay with us
是没有人能够夺去的
And it's a joy that no one can take it
也就是说今天在顺利的时候我们喜乐
Which means when everything goes our way we have joy
在困难的时候我们仍然喜乐
But also when time of difficulties we can always
当人称赞你的时候我们喜乐
And we can have joy when people praise us
当人毁谤你的时候我们仍然喜乐
And we can still keep the joy when people scold us
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
这个喜乐是不能夺去的喜乐
It is a joy that cannot be taken away
因为这个喜乐大过地上的一切
Because this is a joy that oversees all things on earth
比人所说的话这个喜乐要更大
The joy is bigger than the comments we heard from people
比疾病这个喜乐比疾病要更大
Jesus' joy is greater than sickness bigness.
因为主比世上一切的都还要大。
For our Lord is greater than anything in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有了耶稣。
Dear brothers and sisters, you and I have Jesus now.
我们有了不能夺去的喜乐。
Therefore, we have a joy that no one can take it away.
我们有没有这个把握？
Do you and I have this assurance?
哈利路亚，我们每一个人里面都有这个不能夺去的喜乐。
Hallelujah, for you and I also have this joy cannot be taken away.
世界不能把它夺去。
The world cannot take it away from us.
撒旦也不能把它夺去。
Neither can Satan take it away.
没有任何一个人能够把这个喜乐夺去。
There's no single person can take our joy away.
因为这是神的话。
Because God has said so.
主说没有人能够把它夺去。
Jesus said no one will take it away.
哈利路亚，这就是我们今天里面所得着的喜乐，是我们的生命。
We thank the Lord for the joy He has given to us is our life now.
我想主耶稣他在地上如何？
I believe how Jesus was on earth.
圣经告诉我们说，我们也如何？
Bible has told us that's the same way we will take.
所以主耶稣他在地上所做的一切事情，
So everything Jesus has done on earth.
他所走过的道路，
Every path that he has taken.
主要我们与他一同经过这样的道路。
The Lord wills us to take it together with him.
我们在他的名里，
When we are in his name,
就是在基督耶稣的里面。
That means we are in Christ Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣为我们受死，
We know Jesus died for us.
我们与他同死，
Therefore we die together with him.
我们与他同死就必与他一同复活。
If we die together with him, we will surely raise from the dead with him.
我们知道主为我们受苦，
We know the Lord suffered for us.
但是今天我们可以与主一同受苦，
So that we can now suffer together with him.
我们就可以与他一同得着荣耀。
Therefore, we can together share his glory.
他这边特别讲到一个妇人的生产。
And here he used the example of a woman giving birth.
妇人生产的时候就忧愁。
A woman giving birth to child has pain.
因为她的时候到了。
Because her time has come.
但是下面他说，既生了孩子，
But when her baby is born,
就不再纪念那苦楚。
She forgets the anguish.
我想在我们当中所有做母亲的，
And I believe those who are mothers here,
都有这样的经历，
Have this experience.
生产的时候，
Yes, when we were about to give birth,
是非常的痛苦，
It is full of pain.
但是当护士把那个 baby 抱到母亲的怀里，
But when the nurse gave you your newborn babe,
好像所有的痛苦都不再被纪念，
Suddenly you forgot all the pain you had previously.
里面充满的却是喜乐，
But you'll be full of joy.
在这边告诉我们一个属灵的原则，
So here we see a spiritual principle.
在我们属灵的经历当中，
In our spiritual experience,
很多时候我们也是经历许多的忧愁，许多的痛苦。
We have to go through sufferings and sorrow.
但是我们知道说，没有经过痛苦就不能产生生命。
But we all know without going through the pain, no life will be generated.
No pain, no baby.
No pain, no baby.
今天我们知道要经过生产的痛苦，
Therefore we know we have to go through the sufferings of giving birth.
然后我们可以看见生命在这里产生，
Then we see a life is gained.
然后呢，你看见生产的喜乐，
Then you see the joy of giving birth.
我听见很多的运动员，
I've heard a lot of athletes sharing this.
当他们要得着一个最大的喜乐的时候，
And the greatest joy when they intend to get.
他们需要经过很痛苦的训练的过程。
It takes a long and suffering process of training.
那每一天他要付出很多的代价。
They have been so committed and labor much each day.
但是我想运动员他们讲到受训练的那个痛苦。
But whenever they refer to the training process.
但是这个痛苦中却带着一个喜乐。
Even though it was full of pain, but also it was full of joy.
因为他从这些痛苦中每一次超过他的能力范围。
That's how, because through all this training, they were able to excel than before.
他才能够继续的往前进步。
So that they can continue making progress.
但是我们知道，在属灵的事情上，
In same way with the spiritual walk.
他特别讲到，好像生产之苦。
Sometimes we will experience the pain of giving birth.
这是不能省去的。
It is something that we cannot avoid.
曾经有一个人，
Once was this man.
他看到一个茧。
He saw this
cocoon.
Cocoon.
那里面的那个蛹呢， 快要成型了，就快要往外一直要跑出来。
And the shell of the cocoon was getting harder and harder, and it's about, the warm inside was about to come out.
那他就看见里面的那个虫在那里死命的挣扎。
He saw how the worm struggled so hard inside the cocoon.
他觉得好可怜啊。
And he felt pity for the guy.
哎呀，这么的痛苦。
Oh, such a terrible, difficult process.
拼了死命。
He tried so hard.
外面的那个茧好像很坚固的样子。
And the shell of the cocoon was so hard.
那这个人心一软。
So he had pity on the little worm.
他说我帮他一下。
So why don't I give him a hand?
他就拿一把剪刀
so with a pair of scissors,
他就把那个茧把它剪开
so he cut open the cocoon for the worm.
他一剪开呢
once he opened it,
里面的那个应该是变成蝴蝶的很顺利的就爬出来了
and that little worm who was supposed to become a butterfly came out smoothly.
但是爬出来以后呢
once he climbed out of the cocoon,
他说这个翅膀怎么好像一直都这么小啊
and then the little worm noticed that his wings were kind of small.
身体肥肥的翅膀小小的
his body was kind of too big and the wings were still out of proportion.
然后勉强过了一下子好像就活不下去了
and after he came out of the cocoon, he couldn't survive.
后来他才知道
And then this guy realized
今天他把这个茧把它剪开
By cutting open the cocoon earlier
他以为他在帮助这个
虫 He thought he was helping the guy
他就把他害死了
But actually he actually destroyed it
因为这个蝴蝶他必须经过这样的痛苦和挣扎
Because it is necessary for the butterfly to go through a process like that
他的翅膀才能够成长
So that his wings will be big enough
他才能够经过这个生产之苦他能够变化成为一个新的生命
And through the pain of birth that he can become a true butterfly
我们每一个神的儿女
Therefore, every child of God,
我们也都要经过这个生产之苦
We will go through the similar process.
我们今天得着永远的生命是白白得来的
We have received this eternal life from Jesus freely.
我们只要相信我们每一个人里面都得着了这个永远的生命
We believe you and I receive this life freely.
但是我们不只是得着一个永远的生命
But you and I do not stop at this point
神不是要我们仅仅得救
Because God doesn't want to just be saved
他不是说你今天得救了好你就可以回天家了
God didn't say oh you're saved good come to my heavenly home
没有他把我们每一个人还留在世界上
No he let us remain on earth
还要我们经过一生的年日
Still takes every day in our life
还有许多的试炼
To go through many trials
但是神在这里还要做成他的工作
so that God can complete his work on us
有一个生产的痛苦
we all have to go through the pain of giving birth
他要我们每一个人都经过
he wants each one of us to go through this process
但是我们都知道
and we all know
每一次我们真的在主里面经过了这个生产的苦
every time when we pass through this pain of giving birth in the Lord
在这个尽头我们就是见着了神的面
at the end of the suffering we will see the face of our God
他说到我们说但我要再见你们
He said, then I will see you again
多少时候我们看见神的儿女是的经过何等的痛苦
Yes, many times we saw children of God suffer
但是却在痛苦中遇见了神
But in their sufferings, they see God
见着了主
They see God
当他们遇见主的时候
And when they see God
好像里面所有的问题一下子都得着了答案
And suddenly all the questions they have received answers
一下子所有的痛苦就失去了
And suddenly all the pain were gone
带来的是什么呢
What did they receive instead
说不出来的喜乐
A joy that's unspeakable
这个喜乐叫做生产的喜乐
And this joy is we call the joy of giving birth
那这个喜乐是说到我们今天经过生产而得着的一个生命
And this is a life we gain through giving birth
弟兄姊妹每一个人我们一生都要经过很多的事情
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we're going to go through a lot of things in life
有些人经过了一个难处
Sometimes we encounter this difficulty
他忍一忍咬咬牙也就过去了
Well, we may try to tolerate and we'll finish going through it
好像那个难处就是一件事情而已
Therefore, to us, that difficulty was just an experience that we had
但是我们也可以在这个难处当中
ButThe same way, when we go through a difficult time like that,
让它成为一个生产之苦
we can make that experience an experience of giving birth.
叫我们经过这个，我们得着生命
So that when we go through that difficult time, we will gain life from God.
神不叫我们白白受苦
So we're not suffering in vain.
然后我们里面就能够经历到所谓生产的喜乐
Then we can receive the joy of giving birth.
当那一天 我们看见这些做妈妈们，他们手中抱着那个孩子的时候，
When we see mom holding the newborn babe,
里面充满了满足，
You will see the satisfaction on their face,
充满了喜乐，
Full of joy.
是的，这就是我们所要经历的。
Yes, this is something we should experience.
我们要满满的做基督他的自己，
We should receive himself in full.
得做他一切的丰富，
Receive all the fullness he has for us.
我记得有一次看见一本书上，
I read a book once.
它里面印着一封小小的信签，上面写的呢是尼托森弟兄在白毛岭他所写给他一个大姐的。
And in this book there's this letter from Watchman Nee to his older sister.
我们知道弟兄在那里经过了这么长的年日。
We all knew Watchman Nee was suffering for such a long period of time for the Lord.
为主受了许多的痛苦。
And he suffered much for the name of the Lord.
但是我稀奇他在那边那个信的里面。
But when I read his letter, I was amazed.
他写到说在主里常常喜乐。
He said, rejoice always in the Lord.
我想他对于明天他没有抱着任何的希望。
He probably holds no hope for what's going to happen next day.
真的不晓得在那里何时能够出去。
He doesn't know when he will be set free.
人家告诉他说教会已经不存在了。
And people told him, you know, all the church is gone.
所有的人都倒了。
Every Christian has fallen.
所有的都被摧毁了。
All you used to have is all destroyed.
他听不见任何一点的盼望。
He heard no good news.
他看不见任何的希望。
And he saw no hope ahead of him.
但是他为什么能够写说在主里常常喜乐？
How could he still write a statement like rejoice in the Lord always?
我们都觉得稀奇。
We are always amazed.
我相信弟兄他的喜乐是生产的喜乐。
And I believe he has the joy of giving birth.
他的喜乐是不能被夺去的喜乐。
And that is the joy that cannot be taken away.
这是主耶稣他所要我们得着的。
And this is the same kind of joy that Jesus wants us to receive.
也是主要我们经历的。
And he wants us to experience.
我们最后来读几处腓立比书。
Lastly, let's read Philippians.
我们知道腓立比书是保罗他在监狱里面所写的一卷书信。
And this is a letter written by Paul when he was in the prison.
像尼弟兄他在劳改营里面他能够写说在主里常常喜乐。
Just like Watchman Nee was able to say rejoice in the Lord always while he was in the camp.
我们看看尼弟兄他在监狱的里面他怎么来告诉我们。
Let us see how Paul can tell us when he was in prison.
我们读腓立比书二章十八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 18.
你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。你们这边告诉说哈，你们要照样喜乐。
Here it says, so you too should be glad.
并且与我一同喜乐。
And rejoice with me.
我想第一个看见保罗他里面是充满了喜乐。
So we see first, Paul himself was full of joy.
在那个监牢，在那个地牢中。
When he was in the dungeon,
又潮湿又寒冷。
It was cold and humid.
我们知道在这样的一个痛苦的环境中。
And it was a very uneasy environment.
不能把保罗的喜乐夺去。
Yeah, even that, his joy cannot be taken away.
而且他还劝神的儿女。
He also gave advice to other people.
要和他一同喜乐。
Hey, rejoice with me.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。
Here says, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord.
第四章第四节。
Verse 4, chapter 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。你们要靠主常常喜乐。
He says, rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说，你们要喜乐。
I say it again, rejoice.
在这里好像没有转圜的余地。
It's like there's no second choice.
这里也不是我们来做一个选择。
It's not like now you can choose to rejoice.
这是一个命令。
But it's an order from Paul.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
今天我们读神的话。
When we read the word of God,
从主来接受许多的命令。
We receive many commands from the Lord himself.
在这里是一个非常清楚的命令。
Here, clearly, it's a commitment from the Lord.
所以若是我们今天还在许多的忧愁灰心下沉当中。
Therefore, or if we're still staying in our depression or our sorrow,
弟兄姊妹，我们要从主那里接受这个命令。
Dear brothers and sisters, take this command from the Lord.
因为不能夺去的喜乐已经赐给我们了。
For He has given us His joy that cannot be taken away.
今天有许多仇敌的工作是虚晃的。
Yes, there are a lot of false work from the devil.
许多世界的影响是虚晃的。
A lot of impact from this world, they are all false.
许多人的话语是虚晃的。
A lot of words we hear from men, they are false.
我们要相信只有主是真实的。
Just believe that the Lord is the only one that's true.
我们要相信这个喜乐在我们里面是不能被夺取的。
Believe that we have a joy from Him that cannot be taken away.
所以我们可以站在神话语的根基上。
So we stand on the foundation of the Word of God.
主的话说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And God's Word said, rejoice in the Lord always.
保罗在这里不止讲到这里，他还再一次加强。
And Paul not only say it once.
我再说怎么样？你们要喜乐。
He said, "I say it again, rejoice."
我想保罗里面他的把握是这么的大。
And I believe he has a good assurance.
他里面能够在痛苦的环境中，他说，不但他自己喜乐，他也给我们一个命令：你们要喜乐。
Even though he was in such a great trial, he not only he was rejoicing, he tell people, "Rejoice with me."
我想今天我们在这里要认识这个喜乐不在于我们的感觉。
We gotta know this joy is not based upon how we feel.
这个不能夺去的喜乐今天就在我们每一个人的里面。
This joy that cannot be taken away dwells inside of us.
就在我们的里面。
It's right inside.
是不能被任何事情夺取的。
It cannot be taken away by anything.
这是主耶稣给我们所带来一个何等大的福分。
And this is a great blessing that the Lord has given to you and me.
今天他呼召我们每一个人。
Now he calls us.
与他一同来走这个道路。
To walk on this way with him.
叫我们经过每一天、每一个时刻、每一个遭遇。
So when we go through every day's life.
要有生产的喜乐。
We shall have the joy of giving birth.
我记得以前在读书的时候。
When I was in grad school.
我记得有一天我的指导教授他来找我
I remember one day my advisor came to seek me
他说有一套程式他叫我来开发
He said why don't you help me to develop this particular software program
当时候那个 PC 等于是在最最最最开始才起步的阶段
At the time we just started using PC
那我们系里面那个组所有的电脑都是用很大的那种电脑 来做一些工程的分析
Yeah, at that time our entire department was using mainframe
那些太大的这些程式不可能以后能够放到 PC 的里面
And we know the software that's run in the mainframe cannot be applied onto PC
他说叫我重新写一套
So he wants me to write completely new program
要为着这个 PC 来写一套程式
Which can be used by the personal computer
呀，当时他跟我讲完以后
After he gave me the order,
我想到我还有好多的功课还没有做完
I thought I have so much work to do at school
我还在修课
I was still taking classes
我还要准备这些什么博士班什么资格考一大堆的事情
I also was preparing for the qualification to be a doctor
那为了学费的缘故呢我还要在学校里面还做这个 TA 啊
In order to maintain my scholarship, I have to be the TA.
那我还有教会里好多服侍。
Also, I was busy serving the Lord in His church.
所以我想我这么忙。
I thought, you know, I'm very busy.
但我再想想我的指导教授。
And think about my advisor.
他们是到外面去开了一个公司。
He has his own company.
那请了好多什么这个教授一起开公司啊，这个 postdoc 啊，好多人在那里来做这些软体。
He has hired all these professors and postdoc to be his employees to develop this program.
那个时候我并没有像我指导教授，他没有给我钱。
And I didn't receive any salary from my advisor.
我想说你们公司这么多人。
You know, you got all these people working for you.
这些人都拿这么高的薪水。
They all are high-paid employees.
我一个穷学生。
I'm just a grad student who had little money.
这么可怜。
I'm so pitiful.
哎呀，就来找我来做这个苦工。
I had to do this for you.
而且呢，这个是很大的一个工程啊。
Not to mention this is such a challenging task.
我也想到说，以前曾经有人讲说，当他接到他教授给他一类像类似的这样的事情。
I remember some people gave me advice. They had a similar experience.
一做做好多年
They end up staying in grad school forever
他教授就不想他毕业
Because his advisor doesn't want him to graduate
我一想我就非常的忧愁。
Therefore, I was full of sorrow after thinking about all these things.
心里面就充满了不满意。
And I was very unhappy.
但是呢，又不得不答应他。
But then I had no choice but agreeing to his request.
所以好像是待宰的羔羊。
I was like a lamb brought to the slaughter.
想说不晓得下面日子要怎么过了。
I had no idea what's going to happen to me in the future.
所以我记得有一天。
And I remember one day.
我充满了不喜乐。
I was full of this joy.
坐在我们那个 group 的一个电脑的面前。
And I was sitting in front of one of the PCs in our group.
那我就准备要开始做这件事情。
And I was about to start to develop this thing.
那这是商要变成一个商用的软体是很大的，其实我也没有经验。
And this is going to be a software for commercial purpose, which I have no experience about.
那天我坐在那边。
When I sat in front of the computer that day.
我怎么样好像就是动不下去。
I could not even start.
后来就在那一个时刻
And right at that moment,
突然主在我里面说话
The Lord spoke to me.
他说服侍地上的主人像服侍我一样像服侍主一样
You shall serve your master on earth as if you are serving the master in heaven.
哎呀在那样的一个不满意充满了不快乐的情况之下一下主说话了
When I was so depressed and full of unhappiness, suddenly the Lord who speaks to me.
当我一听见主说的话
And when I heard of his words,
好像我里面得着了一个很大的释放
Suddenly I was set free
马上一秒钟前后
Only in a split of second
所有的不高兴一下子就没有了
All my depression and unhappiness disappeared
所有的委屈一下子就没有了
All this being wrong and mistaken feeling all gone
所有对于前途的那个害怕那个不安定的感觉一下子就没有了
And all my fear and concern were gone、
啊、那天开始不知道为什么里面真的充满了喜乐
I don't know how and why I was filled by a joy
我真的没有为这事情祷告
I didn't even bother to pray for this thing
主啊怎么帮助我把这个做出来
I didn't even bother to ask Lord help me to do this
我里面只有一个感觉
I only had this feeling
今天是在主的旨意的里面
that I am now doing things in his will
今天只有一个感觉
I only have this one feeling
我在做这件事情
that when I do this
但是我在服侍我的神
I am serving my God
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
今天不是白白在这边为老板做一些事情而已
so I'm not suffering in vain just for my advisor、
啊、我在这里服侍我的神、啊、
I am serving my God here
越做越喜乐
the more I do the more joyful I become
我也从来没有经历到说写电脑程式写得这么顺的
I never experienced like something like this before I wrote it so smoothly
好就一直打
I could not stop the typing
打完了一段然后就 compile
I finished one part of program I will compile、
That's... 基本上就没有 error、欸、
And usually they are error free
啊，没有 bug
No bugs
以前我的门上贴一个 bugs are us
On our group door we have to sign that the bugs are us
但是现在竟然没有 bug
But you know this program, when I wrote it, there was no bug.
啊，一个 subroutine 一个 subroutine， 然后最后连在一起。
And I compile all the subroutines and link them together.
不到两个礼拜。
Within 2 weeks.
哇，整个都写完了。
I finished writing the program.
哇，还写了一个 menu.
I even bothered to write a manual.
有 user manual， 还有这个 verification 这些问题的 manual.
So I wrote a lot of things for users.
啊，最后两个多礼拜以后，我交给我老板。
In 2 weeks, I gave it to my boss.
他真的吓了一跳。
He was so shocked.
哇。这么快、
啊、That was quick
就交给他了
So he got it
所以他就拿回公司去他们就继续的做一些发展
He brought the program back to his company And they were continuing developing the program
所以后来我也就不太记得这件事情
And I basically forgot about it after a while
我就回头继续做我的研究
And I continue my study in grad school
结果没有做太久
And didn't take long after that
有一天指导教授就找我到他办公室
My advisor asked me to come to his office
他说 Timothy 你要不要毕业
He said Timothy do you like to graduate
我一看他的黑板上当时我跟他讨论做什么的时候他写了14项
And I noticed that on the blackboard next to him There were 14 items about my dissertation topics
当他问我要不要毕业的时候那些项都还没有擦掉、欸、
And while he asked me the question There's still a lot of undone items on the board
我说我只做差不多十项还是11项
I said you know、oh, I'm only done until maybe the 10th maybe the 11th item
他说够了
He said that's enough
他赶快去写论文了
Go do your dissertation
后来很快就毕业了
And so very fast I graduated
那毕业之前呢他就找我到他公司去
And right before I graduated he asked me to work for him
所以我一毕业 下个礼拜一就去上班了。
So I graduated on Friday and I went to work on Monday.
那一到办公室，第一件事他就找我去。
And the first thing he asked me to do when I arrived in the company.
他就告诉我说，从前你做的那个 program 呢、啊、
？He said, you know the program you developed before.
啊，现在你来负责。
Now you're responsible for it.
啊，马上就有了工作。
So immediately I have a task at work.
那以后那个公司主要就是靠这个 PC 的软体了。
And later on, the company runs mainly on the PC software.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的遭遇
Dear brothers and sisters, all our encountering
都可以是在神计划中的
Can be part of God's perfect plan
今天在于我们愿不愿意顺服在神的面前
But the question is whether we are willing to obey God
我们若是不愿意顺服神的旨意
If we are not willing to obey what he desires to do
我们眼睛所看的常常就是这么短
Or our focus will be so nearsighted
我们不晓得以后发生什么样的事情
We'll have no idea what's going to happen in the future
很多时候我们容易抱怨
Therefore, we complain
我们不喜乐
we are not happy about
我们有很多的忧愁
and we have a lot of sorrow and worry.
但是主要我们来信靠他
But the Lord wants us to just trust him
让我们知道说他给我们的喜乐是不能夺去的
Knowing that we have a joy from him that cannot be taken away
他是要我们经过这个生产之苦
And he desires for us to go through the pain of giving birth
但是我们确实会有生产的喜乐
And the purpose to receive the joy of giving birth.
今天在这个点上是我们永远要做一个选择。
And therefore, on this, we always have to make a choice.
我们要选择我自己呢，还是我们拣选主？
Whether we're going to choose myself or the Lord.
当我们拣选主的时候，
When we choose the Lord.
也许我们对于未来，我们仍然是不晓得。
Maybe there's still so many unknowns ahead of us.
但我们里面却非常的踏实。
But then we are assured.
今天我们在侍奉神。
That we are serving God by doing.
今天我们做每一件事情，我们是在主的名里面。
Everything we do, we're doing it in the name of the Lord.
我们在他的同在中。
We're doing it in His presence.
在他的丰满里。
In His fullness.
弟兄姊妹，这样的日子何等的喜乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can be joyful in this kind of living.
主实在是爱我们。
The Lord truly loves us.
他呼召我们。
He has called you and me.
叫我们一生来跟随他。
That to follow Him all the days of our life.
要那一天我们见他的面。
So that when we see Him face to face.
我们看见所有的荣耀。
We'll see all the glory in our past.
今天主永远与我们同在。
And we know that He has been always with us.
我们再来唱诗歌357首
Let's sing the song one more time 357
时常喜乐
Let us rejoice